Have you ever asked the question, should I hire a resume writer? Well, today, that is the exact question we're going to be answering. This is the Career Talk Learn, Grow, Thrive podcast, where we talk about everything career related, and I tell you how it is. Today is episode number 37, where we're going to be diving into whether or not we should consider hiring a resume writer. I am your host, Stephanie Dennis, and my background is in human resources, which is what I have my master's degree in. And my passion really is helping others and sharing my knowledge. So I made this podcast. This is a good time to mention this podcast does contain adult language. Let's get into it.
What's up, ladies, gentlemen, how are you?
Today we're going to answer the question, should I hire a resume writer? And now, before I get into my thoughts here, I want to give my disclaimer of it's just that. These are my thoughts. These are my opinions and someone who is in the field of HR and how I view resume writing. Okay, disclaimer over. Let's get into it here. It's such a common question. And let me say this. I don't want to upset anyone and I don't want to offend anyone by answering this question. That's not what this is meant to be. This is really meant for you guys to understand how I view this and how all of the other recruiters I've talked to view this as well. I haven't found another recruiter who disagrees with my opinion here. But trust me, I know they're out there. Like, we're not all the same, trust me. So here's the short answer to this question of should I hire a resume writer? In my opinion, no. I don't think you should. And let me share a story with you, and this is going to hopefully help you understand a little bit more why I think you should not hire a resume writer. So I was doing a phone interview with someone, and I was asking them questions around their job history, specifically dates of employment, because they had just the years listed and not the months. And sometimes if you have only been at a company for a year or two, I like to understand what the months were to see the exact time you were there. I am not kidding you. I can't make this shit up, you guys. So I'm asking like, okay, what were the months you started and ended in whatever? And the lady goes, well, I don't know. I told the resume writing people to verify that information and write it down. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what? So basically, she like sent her job history to some like half-ass resume writer who and like was like, hey, just verify this information before you write my resume. And of course, they didn't do it. And they didn't tell her if they did anyway. And she had no freaking idea. I was so annoyed. I was annoyed at the people out there who take advantage of others who can't write a resume. That always pisses me off. But I was also annoyed at this lady. Like, she didn't even know, like, her own life. And I'm just like, get your shit together, woman. You know? Like, come on. This is part of the struggle I have with resume writing, right? So let me actually give you five reasons why I think you should write your own resume. Number one is really simple, and it's a direct reflection of this one conversation I had with this lady, is you're going to know it. Most people who hire a resume writer don't know their resume. They can't talk the ins and outs of what's on there. And that looks so terrible during a phone interview. I can't even describe it. Like, it's just, it's like this mix of frustration and being annoyed and just really disappointed in this person who just not only didn't prep for a phone interview, but didn't prep to find a job. She didn't even like memorize or read thoroughly her resume and understand what's on there. So reason number one, you should write your own resume so you know it. It's really hard for us to speak to stuff we don't write. It's like if I was going to try and speak with the same level of passion about someone else's book that I just read through once 5 years ago. It's so different. Like, that person who wrote that book is going to be able to speak to it with a passion and a love for the work that they did. And I also think it's important that when you're in an interview, you should be able to reference key points on your resume. You know, maybe it's something as simple as saying, my previous role under the accomplishments, you know, I put this, here's the situation around that, right? So you can intelligently speak to what you have written down. You know, when someone else is writing your resume, it's just a lot harder to do that. It's like trying to memorize someone else's speech. Like, good luck with all that, right? Like, just saying. Okay, so reason number two you should write your own resume is because it's going to be unique. It's going to be just from you, and it will be unique, and it's going to feel authentic. I can tell if someone has hired a resume writer to write their resume. You see a lot of the same templates. You see a lot of the same layouts. You see a lot of the same section categories and things like that. And it's just usually very, very obvious someone has hired a resume writer. And here's the thing, is when you're applying to that job that's just perfect for you and you know it's going to be the job that's right for you and the job you need right now in your career, the last thing you want to do is submit a resume that looks like everybody else's. You need your resume to be unique and you need it to stand out. Okay, reason number three to write your own resume is you'll save money. Like, I don't know how much these jokers are, like, selling their shitty resumes for, but I've heard $400, $450. There's definitely some that are a lot lower. I've seen, like, the really amazing ones are, like, $25. And amazing is definitely sprinkled with a ton of sarcasm. But either way, like, do you, even if it's only $25, do you want to spend $25 on a shitty resume that looks like everybody else's? I don't think so. And some of you might be thinking, wait, hold up, Steph. Don't you offer resume services? I sure do, but I definitely am never going to write a resume for somebody. I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to know you. I'm not going to know your job history like you. I'm not going to know your struggles in each job. I'm not going to know what makes you stand out from your colleagues. I'm not going to know your specific accomplishments. I'm just not, unless I spent like 5 days interviewing you, and like, who the hell has time for that? But what I do offer to people is a resume review, and that I think is actually really important. Whether you get it from me, or you give it to your best friend, or you give it to your colleagues, or whoever you want to give it to, you need to have someone else look at your resume. You need to have someone double check for errors, double check, you know, that things are flowing well in your resume. You want someone to make sure that what they're looking at first, when they first look at that resume, where do their eyes go? What's the first thing that catches their attention? Is that something that you want them to look at first, right? So there's all these different things that a second set of eyes can find that you, after maybe an hour or so of working on your resume, just don't see anymore. So I'll get off my soapbox there, but that's number three, is you're going to save money. Reason number four to write your own resume is you know you best. And this kind of elaborates on what I was saying, right, as to why I'll never write resumes for people, is you're going to know you. Again, what are your struggles? What did you totally kick ass at? What were your goals? How did you perform to those goals? How did you perform to your peers? Were you always number one on the team and whatever the goal was? Like, show that shit off on your resume. Like, let people know. I was top of my group, you know, of how many people. You know, what makes you stand out? What makes you unique? If you have two sales reps, why is someone going to want to pick you over somebody else? Like, those are the types of things you want to put on your resume. The types of things that when someone who is reading your resume for the job that you want reads it and was like, yes, this is the person I need on my team. And only you know that. You know you the best. Reason number five you should write your own resume is you can take the time and attention your resume deserves. So here's the thing. To list out all the things we just talked about in number three and number four, things that you want to put on your resume, that's going to take some time. That's going to take a little bit of investment of your time to make your resume be totally awesome. And here's the deal. Resume writers don't have that kind of time. They're trying to flush out as many resumes as they can as quickly as they can. And they're using a lot of times the same templates, the same spiel. So even if they take the time to do an interview with you, even if it's an hour-long interview, they still aren't going to be able to scratch the surface enough to really understand everything in your job history. So those are my five reasons that I think you need to be writing your resume for yourself. And by no means here do I need to, you know, bash on resume writers. I don't want people to take this the wrong way. My goal really is just to shed some light on the whole process and give people realistic expectations. I have helped a lot of people review their resumes that landed them the job they were looking for quickly. So I really am passionate about this particular topic. And so if you need help with your resume, like I said, I offer resume review services. If you need some free resources, I'll include a couple links. I have, it's titled Resume Power Words, and it's hundreds upon hundreds of different resume words that you can use. And the idea being, when you start to create those bullets, right, accomplished, 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 you don't want them all to start with the same word. So I created a very, very thorough list, as well as a resume checklist. Make sure you include ABC, exclude ABC sort of deal. And those are free resources. And then, of course, like I said, I'd be happy to review your resume for you and give you some tips and advice on what you could potentially change as well. So that's it. All right, everybody, I hope you found this information helpful and valuable and a good use of your time. Thank you so much for being here and showing up and investing in yourself. I really do appreciate it. You can find more information in the episode show notes at my website, which is findingthebestfit.com. And for similar episodes related to your resume, check out episode number 8, which is titled Resume Tips. Number 16, which is titled, Is the Resume Dead? Number 30, which is titled, The 4 Main Types of Resumes. And number 33, which is titled, How to Write a Resume in 6 Easy Steps. And make sure you come back next week, where we are going to be talking about how to handle the work situation of growing responsibility, but really not getting any of the perks with those additional responsibilities. And if you don't already know, we have a Facebook group created for the listeners of the podcast. It was created for all of us to come together and really just help each other out. Lately, I have been posting a lot of the questions people are asking me as they reach out, so others can benefit from that information as well. So check it out. You can use the direct link in the episode description, or you can just search the name of the podcast in Facebook as well. And if you need additional help one-on-one, check out my career coaching services as well as resume review services using the link in the episode description or on my website. And if you use the discount code podcast, you can get 10% off any service you book with me. I have a small favor to ask. If you haven't already done so, please take a minute to rate and review the podcast. It really does help, and I would be so very, very grateful. If you're unsure of how to do that, click the episode description, and there are step-by-step directions on how to do that within iTunes. Thanks so much, guys. I hope you have an amazing day.